over on seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. With Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he had a long conversation about the situation with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif, and Britain is still trying to work out a diplomatic situation.
Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian Foreign Minister. That's why due process in Gibraltar continues. But we need to see due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian tanker transporting more than 7.5 million liters of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar on Spain's southern coast. Britain maintains the oil was bound for Syria in violation of EU sanctions. Authorities in Hong Kong continue to brace for another huge anti-government march on Sunday as the city struggles with its worst crisis in recent history. Sunday's rally is the seventh week in a row that protesters have gathered en masse. The initial protests were over a now-suspended bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. Now protesters have expanded their demands to include the resignation of city leader Carrie Lam, an independent inquiry into police tactics and a permanent withdrawal of the extradition bill. Police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets to control the crowds while the Hong Kong parliament was trashed by protesters, the most serious challenge to Beijing's rule since the territory was handed over in 1997. This is VOA News. Nearly half the United States is still sweltering under a massive heat wave. As AP's Julie Walker reports, it's not just